The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeghe. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeghe.
Do you feel good? Well, I feel good, and I always feel good after I listen to that song. It's kind of fitting because today we're going to talk about being tired of being tired. And so we've got a lot of people lined up with email questions who are feeling exhausted. But let's first talk about why we're fatigued or why we feel tired and what are all the causes around feeling exhausted every day. And I think a lot of people don't feel good. They don't feel great. They are not sleeping properly at night. They're under a lot of stress. And they're just frankly tired. And because I'm a nutritionist and that's my background, I'm going to talk about food for a bit, because if we fuel our body with foods that are not full of lots and lots of nutrients, then we're not going to have the energy that we need to lead a busy lifestyle. And so we have to start looking at our diet more clearly, especially because we have so many people today who are developing diabetes and cardiovascular disease and all of the conditions that eventually make you feel very, very tired. So you need lots of dark colored vegetables. And diet is just basically the four-letter word for the food that you eat. But you've got to choose the right food. So lots of dark colored vegetables is very, very important. And the darker the color of the vegetable, the richer it is in nutrients. You also want to make sure that if you're going to eat fruit, that it's fruit that's full of lots of nutrients, like blueberries. The darker the fruit, the higher the nutrient content. And bananas are a good food because they contain potassium, and it's a great way to get potassium in our diet. Nuts and seeds are also good. Things like beans and legumes are important as well. And get rid of the white foods. Get rid of the white rice, the white pasta, the white bread, the white sugar, the white flour, all of those white foods, white potatoes. You know, we can have yams instead of, and sweet potatoes instead of those white potatoes, and whole grain pastas instead. Then you want good clean sources of protein like fish and chicken, and good clean sources of wild free range beef. When we look at fats as well, this is very important for energy. Fat gives us energy, and all this promotion for low-fat, no-fat diets are truly making us, you know, not be able to think clearly, not have the energy we need. Our skin starts to dry out, our brain shrivels up, and we just don't feel great. But you need to eat the right kind of fat. And that's where extra virgin olive oil comes into play, organic coconut butter, nuts and seeds, and fish. These are the healthy fats that we want to consume on a daily basis. Olives are also great because they give you not only olive oil, but some iodide as well. Unfortunately, too many of us are visiting the fast food restaurants, and truly, I think, over that drive-through sign, it should say, if you visit these fast food restaurants often enough, you will develop cardiovascular disease and cancer. So it's very important that we limit our consumption of those foods, especially for kids. So why are we tired? We are tired because we have nutritional deficiencies, and that's why I spoke about food. If you do not have enough nutrients in your daily diet, then you're going to be tired. Inflammation is another one. Inflammation is something that we see when we have possibly you slipped and fell on the ice and you sprained your ankle and your ankle got red hot, painful, and swollen. That's the inflammation we can see. But when we have inflammation in our brain or inflammation in other parts of our body, we can become extremely fatigued as a result of that and really feel exhausted. Lack of sleep. Well, 72% of North Americans do not sleep at night, and we're a 24/7 society with our, you know, our texting and our internet in bed and watching TV. So I think that we've really got to look at focus on sleep if we're tired. Exhausted adrenals, and I've talked about this before in the first show when we discussed everything you need to know about hormones. We discussed the adrenals and how important they are for hormone balancing in the body. Your adrenals are two little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they help you deal with stress. They're also, for women, their backup hormone system when the ovaries take a rest. The adrenals also make cortisol. So when they become tired, we become tired. And low thyroid is also another contributing factor to why we're exhausted. So we're going to talk about each one of these things today and answer some of the questions that we have lined up on email as well. When we look at nutrition, probably the most important thing to understand is that we are not getting enough vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and minerals are key to giving your body's engine all the tools it needs to work. For example, your car wouldn't go very far without oil in it. The human body has the same issue. If after a couple of decades of nutritional deficiencies, it just really wants to give up. So when we look at the nutrients that give us energy, B vitamins, iron, magnesium, protein, which we find in things like chicken and fish and eggs and red meat, fatty acids. These are the good fatty acids from fish and flax and borage seed oil. And I always talk a lot about fatty acids because they're so important to overall health. You cannot get enough nutrients from your food, which people go, oh no, our doctor tells us that as long as we eat a balanced diet, we can get our nutrients from food. You would have to eat 10 half-cup servings of vegetables every day in order to get your basic vitamins and minerals. There are very few of us who eat 10 half-cup servings of vegetables a day. Most North Americans have two vegetables, and one of those is French fries. So I can guarantee you that we're not getting enough vitamins and minerals. Magnesium, which is a very important mineral to help us deal with inflammation in the body, has been removed from our water supply because it clogs up our city water pipes. And also it's been removed from the grains. When they mill our grains to make them into flours and other foods, they take out the magnesium. And just to give you an idea how important protein is to energy production in the body, a sedentary woman, so that's a woman who sits behind a desk all day long, has to eat 30 grams of protein a day. We measure all protein against the egg, and an egg is a perfect protein, and it gives you 6 grams. So I'm sure people are going, wow, I had no idea that I'm not getting enough protein. And that's why I love protein powders, because they're a great way to enhance your diet with additional protein. 90% of women and men are deficient in DHA. And DHA is a very special fatty acid for your brain that gives you energy and allows you to think clearly. And, of course, the other fatty acids, things like omega-3s and GLA, which are the fatty acids for beautiful skin and for inflammation. And B vitamins are needed by your body to make hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid is what your gut needs to break down your food. And so if you're that person and you wake up in the morning and you're not hungry, you don't feel like eating, you have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, you don't feel like eating anything till 10 o'clock in the morning, you're B vitamin deficient. And your body needs those B vitamins to make hydrochloric acid to break down your food in the gut. Alina emailed me and she said that she's so tired she could sleep all day, but she has twin two-year-olds. She says she's been tired since they were born. Well, I'd be tired too if I had twins, but I think it's really important if you're exhausted and you've had a baby and your babies are now sleeping through the night and you're still tired, that you go and you have your iron checked, and you want to have a hemoglobin and a ferritin level checked to make sure that your iron is in a good range, because that is a big problem. If you've got low iron, you're going to be exhausted. You're going to feel like you're pushing yourself through the day. And, of course, we often have blood loss after we have a baby, So it's important to have that iron check. The second thing that could be happening for you as well, Alina, is that your thyroid may be low, because we see a lot of low thyroid in women after they have children. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the number one deficiency today in men and women. And we used to think that iron deficiency was only a problem for women who were having periods, but now we know, because of a new study that was done, that the majority of us are not getting enough iron in our diet every day. So I'll tell you the symptoms of low iron. They include fatigue, peeling fingernails, heart palpitations, that's when you feel your heart pounding in your chest, dark under eye circles, you're constantly looking at those dark circles, fertility problems, hair loss, the leading reason for hair loss in women is low iron, poor concentration, pale skin, heavy periods, breathlessness, you walk up three stairs and you're just out of breath, you can't exercise, cold hands and feet are another symptom. The other thing is that we know from a new study that was just done that we should be getting 20 milligrams of iron from our daily diet every day. And a new study found that we're pretty much all of us, children, adults, the elderly, men, women, are getting about 8 milligrams of iron. And that's because we've changed our diets. We're not eating so much animal meats anymore. And the main source of iron in our diet is eggs, egg yolks, and red meat. So if you're a vegetarian, then you definitely need a supplement with iron. And if you are somebody who does not eat a lot of meat, then you probably would be someone who needs to have an iron supplement as well. And not all iron is created equal. You know, in the diet, the kinds of irons that are really easily absorbed are from beef, lamb, pork, liver, veal, turkey and chicken, especially the dark meat, fish and seafood. And up to 25% of animal-based irons are absorbed. The non-heme irons are the ones from legumes and seeds, nuts, dried fruit, vegetables, and cereals, and they're very poorly absorbed. So we need to eat meat to get adequate amounts of iron, and if we're not, then we definitely need an iron supplement. And I'll talk about iron supplements in a few minutes, because a lot of the iron supplements are awful, which you know because you've tried to take them and you got terribly constipated. Iron deficiency is caused by diet. So if you're a vegetarian, if you've got reduced calorie diet, or maybe you're on a low income and you can't afford meat, blood loss is another one. So heavy periods, ulcers and medications, simply needing more iron because you're pregnant or you're a child or you're the elderly, or you're breastfeeding, and regular exercise, so sweating promotes iron loss, so athletes need iron too, and poor absorption, celiacs, Crohn's, irritable bowel, and the elderly tend to have low levels of iron. And you need to have iron to give you energy. Without iron, you have no energy, and your red blood cells don't carry oxygen, and you just feel flat. You have literally no energy. So part of the problem is our blood tests as well. You know, you don't want to be on the low end of normal, even if it's normal. You want to be sort of in the mid range, because your body needs this iron to keep you going. It's like giving you the spark plug to keep the body moving along. And so go to the doctor. When you have your test done, a hemoglobin and a ferritin test, you want to make sure that you're in a mid-range. You don't want to be 1 point up from the low end, because that'll make you feel tired. And remember the symptoms. If you can't afford to go have an iron test, especially if you're in the U.S. and you don't have medical coverage, then I definitely would look at the symptoms, because they tell us everything. We know that if you don't have enough iron and your ferritin levels are low, which is your iron storage, you lose your hair, which is another terrible problem. And you don't have to be anemic to lose your hair either. Women are at higher risk of having low iron simply because they have kids. And women who are still having periods also can be lower in iron. We're going to take a break now. When I come back, I'm going to talk to Jackie about her exhaustion as well, and we're going to talk a little bit more about iron, because it's such an important subject.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action, to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to Ask Lorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
And just before the break, I was talking about low iron and hair loss, and I got a flurry of emails from women saying, back up and tell us more, because they didn't know that low iron was associated with hair loss. Low iron is, and your hair follicles, so that's the little holes where the hair grows out of in the top of your scalp, and your hair follicles contain ferritin. Ferritin is the iron storage. It tells us how much iron you have in the body. But hair follicles are full of ferritin. And when the ferritin levels decline, what happens to our hair is it falls out. Sometimes it can become gray faster. It also gets dry and crunchy feeling. It doesn't hold the color and the curl well. And the number one reason for hair loss in women is low iron. And you do not have to be anemic. So this is when your doctor is still telling you that your iron is in the normal range, but your hair is falling out by the handful. So you want to have a ferritin level that's around 40 to 70 in order to stop your hair from falling out. And as soon as we bring that ferritin level back up, the hair then will start to grow back, and it will come back. That's the one thing I have to tell you, because I've had a lot of panicked emails about that. Being a woman puts us at risk for low iron, and I was discussing this just before the break as well, because women during the childbearing years can often have heavy periods, two heavy periods in the row, and you become anemic. Decreased fertility is also associated with low iron. So although we're talking about being tired all the time, it's good to know that if your iron levels are low, yes, you're going to be exhausted, but your fertility is going to be reduced. And iron is also used to help us make progesterone and estrogen. So that's also very important for healthy hormones. Iron deficiency also affects the thyroid. So low thyroid is associated with iron deficiency as well. So they're interconnected. Athletes and exercise. Athletes need twice the dose of iron of anyone else, because when they sweat, they lose iron. And you need more iron to build more hemoglobin to carry more oxygen. The thing about iron is that it allows your red blood cells to carry oxygen, which gives you energy. It gives you the ability to exercise, to breathe deeply, to have lots of power and strength, and to really feel energized every day. So if you've got low iron, then you've really got a problem going on. Athletes should be taking at least an additional 10 milligrams of elemental iron per day on top of what they eat. And low IQ and poor mental performance is also associated with iron deficiency. In 2007, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that women who were iron deficient, so this does not mean you're anemic. It means you're in the normal range, but you're low. They found that women who were deficient in iron scored significantly worse on cognitive tests than those with healthy iron levels. Those women with anemia scored even worse. So if you were anemic, your brain power seriously declined. And 4 months of taking iron supplements, and these women scored as well as those who had the good iron levels. So the great news is we can restore iron, and that gives you your energy back, and it also helps your brain function better. Part of the problem is our doctors recommend this super high dose iron, you know, 300 milligrams of ferrous fumarate or ferrous sulfate, which causes terrible constipation. Nobody can take it because it causes gastric irritation, pain, diarrhea, constipation, black stools. And what we really should be looking at is whether or not the iron we're taking is in elemental form, so the actual amount of iron you're getting. And that's why when you go into a health food store or you buy a good quality iron, it will tell you the elemental dose. So it could be the general dose is 10 milligrams per day for the average person. When we look at the types of iron, the iron that I love is a liposomal wrapped iron. And this means that they took each molecule of iron and they wrapped it in a little liposomal bubble. Women have heard about liposomes in cosmetics, but this is to make sure that the iron does not touch our stomach, that it goes right to the receptor in the small intestine so we don't get any constipation. And I mean zero, no constipation when you're taking liposomal iron. And you want to make sure that your liposome is not made up of soy. You want to make sure it's a different form. It could be sunflower. And you want to make sure as well that liposomal iron, we have one called Iron Smart, which tastes like Werther's candies. It's absolutely delicious. It works fast. You would take a 10 milligram a day dose. It's great for kids. It's fantastic for the elderly. And there's no constipation, no stomach upset. You can take it with other nutrients and you can take it with drugs. So that's important as well. And it is absolutely delicious. Some of the liquid irons will stain your teeth. This can't because it's wrapped in a little liposome, so it protects you from the actual iron. And it's called Iron Smart. I got an email from Jackie just before the break, and she emailed that she had cancer recently, and she's been given the green light that she's cured, but she is absolutely exhausted. A lot of the cancer treatments literally exhaust people because we're boosting their immune system. And oncologists, the cancer doctors, are fully aware of this, that you have to be very cautious because you can absolutely exhaust people with the treatment. So there's a fine line between killing the cancer and not completely exhausting the patient. The other thing is a lot of the cancer treatments, the chemotherapy treatments, cause terrible anemia. So the one thing, Jackie, you should do is look for some Iron Smart iron and take 10 to 30 milligrams of iron a day. And the second thing is to look into inflammation. The immune system, your immune system had to work really hard to cure you of cancer. And when the immune system is in overdrive, it creates tons of inflammation, which causes exhaustion. You just feel wiped. Some people get sore joints and sore muscles. But if you have this inflammation happening, I suggest that you also start taking magnesium bisglycinate to calm the inflammation down. And then look for an immune supplement like ImmunoSmart, which contains beta-1316 glucans, vitamin C, and other nutrients to get your immune system balanced and avoid immune boosters. At this point now, you don't want to take things like echinacea or things that are going to boost the immune system, because that will actually make you even more tired. So when we also look at nutrients, I want to discuss what is a good multivitamin, because none of us are going to eat 10 half-cup servings of vegetables a day Well, some of us will, but the majority of us will not eat 10 half-cup servings of vegetables a day. So when we look at what is a good multivitamin with minerals, first off, any manufacturer of a good multivitamin with minerals is going to tell you the type of the vitamin, the type of the mineral. So it won't just say magnesium on the label. It'll say magnesium glycinate. It'll tell you what kind of magnesium it is, and that's very, very important. I like nutrients that are in capsules, powders, and liquids. And the reason why is because tablets, they have to use lots of glue to hold them together. And often our digestive system does not function so well. And as a result, we end up with these tablets going right through us. And there was actually a great article in Time magazine once showing the Philadelphia sewer system with millions of undigested hard tablets. So look for a great multivitamin with minerals in capsules or powder or liquid. And you want to make sure that you have the right kinds of calcium. You want calcium citrate, aspartate, and glycinate. You do not want to have a supplement that has carbonates and gluconates. So if you're taking a calcium carbonate gluconate supplement, these are really poor quality forms of calcium. The calcium ends up in your breasts as breast calcifications or ends up in your arteries as hardening of the arteries. So I only recommend calcium citrate, aspartate, and glycinate. And you also want to have a 2-to-1 ratio of magnesium along with that, particularly magnesium glycinate. A good supplement will also contain adequate levels of vitamin D, usually 1,000 IUs, and buffered vitamin C, and great forms of the minerals, like the selenium should be selenomethionine. The B12 should be methylcobalamin. For women and men too, but we need pyridoxal 5-phosphate as our form of vitamin B6 because this is involved in making hemoglobin, which we just talked about in regards to iron. And look for things like chromium polynicotinate in your supplement as well. So look for really good multivitamin with minerals. And I think people should be taking them from the time they're 2 years old every day until they die. And you know, there was a new study that came out showing that cancers were reduced in people who took multivitamins. I can guarantee you, you will feel great once you get your vitamin and mineral levels back into the normal range. For example, zinc is used for 300 reactions in the body. If you didn't eat red meat today, you may not have gotten any zinc. And so 300 things in your body aren't going to work as well as they should. I have another email message from Kate, and she says she has terrible muscle pain and she can't sleep at night. Kate has the type of exhaustion that's caused by inflammation. And I spoke about this a bit in regards to Jackie and her cancer and feeling tired all the time. But when we look at Kate, who has this terrible muscle pain and she can't sleep, she probably has fibromyalgia. And fibromyalgia causes absolute terrible muscle pain. Because of the pain, you can't sleep at night. You're chronically tired. Fibromyalgia, a lot of people with fibromyalgia are also diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, which is a little bit different. Fibromyalgia is when they think the immune system is attacking the muscle fibers and causing lots and lots of inflammation. Inflammation is the immune system's first reaction against injury and invaders. So all those bad guys like viruses and bacteria and parasites. Inflammation is, when we can see inflammation, it's marked by pain, swelling, redness, and heat. Short term, it's very effective at destroying bugs and repairing damage, but long term, it can cause terrible, terrible fatigue. We also see lots of inflammation in heart disease, in macular degeneration, in arthritis, and other types of injury and tissue damage. So fatigue is the number one symptom of too much inflammation. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what we can do for inflammation-associated fatigue.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly. But instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
So just before the break, I was discussing how inflammation in the body is involved in causing terrible fatigue, so making us feel very, very tired. Also gives us lots of pain, which is another symptom of inflammation. How do we know if we have inflammation going on in the body? I mean, you can see the inflammation that's around your knee when you've got arthritis, but what about the inflammation that is affecting your overall health? And there's a blood test we can have. It's called a highly specific C-reactive protein test. Some people believe this test is more important than cholesterol to be tested at the doctor's office. So in Canada, a highly specific C-reactive protein is covered by the traditional medical plans. In the U.S., it's a very affordable test. So C-reactive protein is produced by the liver during the inflammatory response in the body. Those with a CRP level above 3 have a risk of heart attack or stroke 3 times higher than those with a reading of less than 0.5. So you want your reading to be less than 0.5. If it's over 3, that's bad because it increases your risk of heart attack and stroke. A high CRP is found in those with the most severe forms of macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of blindness in people today. So although we're talking about fatigue, it's good to know that some of these things that we're feeling are associated with more concerning conditions. People with a high CRP have triple the risk of developing colon cancer, and they have 4 times the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. We have an epidemic of type 2 diabetes today. We no longer call it adult onset diabetes because we have so many children who have developed type 2 diabetes because of the obesity and overweight problem that we have in North America today. So go and have your C-reactive protein tested. The optimal level is less than 0.5. If you're over 3, then that's a concern. And if you're taking, how do we lower CRP? That's really what we want to find out, because there are supplements that you take every day that keep your CRP in check. One of them is magnesium bisglycinate. It has the ability to keep that inflammatory protein under control. And some of the arthritis natural products also work to put C-reactive protein back into balance. So when I was talking to Kate earlier on about muscle pain and not being able to sleep, she should be taking magnesium bisglycinate, and she should be doing probably 400 to 600 milligrams in divided doses throughout the day. So 200 milligrams before bed, 200 milligrams in the morning, and then 200 milligrams in the afternoon of magnesium bisglycinate will really go a long ways to stopping that terrible muscle pain that she has, normalizing her C-reactive protein, and then giving her some energy back, which is the whole focus. We want to get energized and revived so that we can make it through our day and feel really, really good. I just had an email from Jack, and he said he had no idea C-reactive protein was such a dangerous marker for conditions like colon cancer. And he said he has a very high risk of colon cancer because everybody in his family has it, and his CRP is 12. Well, we can reverse this, Jack. So you don't need to feel stressed about it. We need to get that CRP down. We want you to eat lots of veggies. We want to also make sure that you take lots of magnesium bisglycinate to get that CRP back into the normal range, and truly change your diet away from the inflammatory foods. On my website at hormonehealth.com, I have a free book called Get a Grip on Arthritis. And in that book, it has the anti-inflammatory diet. So the foods that you eat to control inflammation in the body. And it's a quick read. It's under the book button at www.hormonehealth.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P. com, and look under the book button to read the free books. I also have a book called Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution, which is also free and talks about how to normalize C-reactive protein. So magnesium, let's talk about it, because a lot of the magnesium supplements that are currently sold in the pharmacy and the health food store are actually laxatives, things like magnesium sulfate, magnesium citrate. Those would be forms of magnesium that you take that will bring water into your colon and flush everything out. So those are a little different than the magnesium supplements I'm talking about today to get fatigue under control. So you want to take magnesium bisglycinate, and I suggest you take it along with malic acid, and you need to have adequate amounts of malic acid to get this muscle pain under control. 1,500 milligrams is what they found in the research. And it's also great when you take magnesium bisglycinate along with taurine. So that stops all of the symptoms that go along with magnesium deficiency. 82% of North Americans do not have enough magnesium in their diet. Arthritis and fibromyalgia, the number one symptom for people with arthritis and fibromyalgia is fatigue and feeling tired all the time. And I'm going to tell you what the symptoms of low magnesium are. Twitchy eyelids, so the annoying twitch in the eyelid. Heart palpitations, you feel your heart pounding in your chest. Muscle cramps, especially in the legs, the toes, the feet. Painful cramping anywhere in the body. High blood pressure, as well as fatigue, fibromyalgia, and arthritis. So those are all also migraine headaches is another sign of magnesium deficiency. So go to the website at hormonehealth.com and look up MagSmart because it contains magnesium bisglycinate, malic acid, and I was sorry, the dose for malic acid is 2,400 milligrams a day. If you take less than that, it doesn't work, according to the Journal of Rheumatology. MagSmart also contains taurine, glutamine, and other nutrients, B vitamins, and some minerals to really help you get that fatigue under control and feel great. And if you take it at bedtime, the added benefit is it will help you sleep at night. Let's talk a bit about sleep, because I probably have 10 emails from people saying, I can't sleep, I don't sleep, and I'm so absolutely exhausted. What do I do about sleep? Because obviously, if you're not getting 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep at night, then you're going to feel tired the next day. And it's cumulative. If you don't get adequate rest night after night after night, then you're just simply tired. So for all the people who emailed in about sleep, I want to talk about all the different types of sleep problems we have. First, your bedroom needs to be pitch black. And when I say pitch black, I mean dark. Put a sleeping bag over your window if you have to cover up the street lights and your own curtains don't work so well. You want your bedroom window to be blocking all light from the outside, especially if you have a street light right outside your bedroom window. The reason for this is your body secretes melatonin when the bedroom is pitch black. If the bedroom is not pitch black, then your body will not secrete melatonin. So that's the important factor. So a pitch black room, no night lights on, no street lights, no TV on, none of that because it disrupts sleep. I suggest you take 3 milligrams of melatonin at bedtime. I know that Dr. Oz was just recommending that everybody of all ages take melatonin every single night, 0.5 milligram. Well, thank goodness he told everyone this. I've been taking melatonin since I was 20 every night at bedtime for its breast cancer prevention effects. And the benefit, I get deep, restful sleep, which is really what we want. So 3 milligrams of melatonin at bedtime. I like to take that along with sleep herbs like hops and passion flower and valerian, things that are going to really calm the body. Our sleep formula has all of those things in it. For severe insomnia, for women especially, they may need a prescription drug that is called Prometrium. Prometrium is a bioidentical natural progesterone that you swallow, and you may need 100 to 200 milligrams at bedtime. AdrenaSmart is an adrenal support nutrient that is so important for helping those exhausted adrenals, and you would take 2 capsules at lunchtime. That's for the people who fall asleep fine, but wake up several hours later and can't get back to sleep. Why are they having that kind of insomnia? Because what happens is they have elevated nighttime cortisol. And when your cortisol levels are high at night, they're supposed to drop naturally. If they stay high, then you can fall asleep fine because you're tired, but you wake up and then you're wide awake till 3 or 4 in the morning. So for people who have that type of insomnia, we call it adrenal exhaustion. We give those people adrenal support herbs like ashwagandha, rhodiola, suma, schisandra berries. And that combination, we give it to you at lunchtime or around noon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's to teach your cortisol to calm down at night so that you can get deep, restful sleep and uninterrupted sleep, which is probably even more important. For people who don't sleep, you should not drink coffee after lunchtime. That's important. No caffeine, no soda pops with caffeine, no tea, none of the things that contain caffeine. Dark chocolate has caffeine. So if you've ever had a bar before you went to bed and wondered why you were wide awake, it's because it's got caffeine in it. And you also do not want to exercise at night. For people who have insomnia where they just, especially the insomnia where you fall asleep fine and wake up several hours later, you have elevated nighttime cortisol. When you exercise, your cortisol levels go up. And that's a good thing if you do it in the morning, but it's not a great thing if you exercise in the evening. So you want to make sure that you don't exercise at night. And we want to get these sleep problems under control. So I've had people say to me, I can't take melatonin because it causes nightmares. And melatonin only causes nightmares in a few people. And we've actually discovered that it's because some people are taking synthetic melatonin. And we use a natural form of melatonin that does not cause that to happen. Other people may need another nutrient called 5-HTP. And this can elevate serotonin levels and then help people have really restful sleep. And of course, if you're magnesium deficient and you have that restless leg syndrome when you get into bed, you just feel like there's bugs crawling all over you, then you would need to take MagSmart at bedtime. Some people only need one product. Other people need it all because the goal is deep, restful sleep. And you will hear me preach about this probably on every show because if you don't sleep, you can't recover and you can't deal with the next day and then you're going to be exhausted. After the break, I promise you, I will get back to you and take your questions as soon as we come back after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeghe's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
One thing I want to let everybody know is to really utilize the website at hormonehelp.com. So that's www.hormonehelp.com, because there's lots of free books on the website. There's the A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health, Get a Grip on Arthritis, Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution. We have a free nutrition course on the website as well. People can go up and do it. It's 10 modules. I also have a forum on the website where you can ask me questions. We have other nutritionists answering questions as well. We have lots and lots of people communicating with each other and sharing their stories of health and success and asking lots of questions about how to use certain products and how things work and what they can do for everything from acne to infertility. So go and visit the website and really use it. There's lots of information on there for guys too. So for the gentlemen, you don't have to be shy. I think we should talk about stress and the effects of stress during this segment, because if you're under a lot of stress, you have so many health issues that go along with it, which ultimately leads it to energy reduction and fatigue and just frankly feeling tired and flat all the time. So let's talk about the symptoms of adrenal fatigue, because we discussed those adrenals a little earlier. They're two little glands that sit on top of your kidneys. They help you deal with stress. They produce cortisol. They produce estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA. And they are fantastic when they're functioning and feeling, when those adrenals are functioning at peak performance, you feel fit, fabulous, you sleep great, you have a great sex drive, and you've got tons of energy. And the symptoms of adrenal fatigue include fatigue, so you're bone tired, exhaustion. Chronic fatigue syndrome also is associated with adrenal exhaustion. Alcohol intolerance. You used to be able to have a glass of wine, but now you get drunk. Back pain, aching muscles, weak legs, low and high blood pressure, because the adrenals are involved in controlling blood pressure as well. You get lots of inflammatory conditions, allergies, asthma. Nervousness and anxiety are also symptoms of adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion. Insomnia is the big one, especially the kind of insomnia where you fall asleep fine but wake up several hours later. You crave coffee, sugar, salt, alcohol. These are stimulants, and you would rather have the salt shaker than the popcorn. You can't get going in the morning without coffee, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you feel that huge dip where your energy level just slumps. And you're looking for the bag of cookies and the coffee to keep you going for the next few hours. We also see an increase or a decrease in skin pigment. Some people look like they've been out in the sun when they haven't. That's extreme adrenal exhaustion. People who are always sighing. So you've got this friend who's constantly going, ah, well, that's another sign of adrenal fatigue. Recurrent infections, blurred vision. So these are just some of the symptoms of adrenal exhaustion. And you've got to have those healthy functioning adrenal glands because they give you the energy to get through the day and to make things work. The other thing is when you're under lots of stress, your liver produces more cholesterol, so you get increased cholesterol. Not a good thing. When you're under lots of stress, cortisol is increased. That's your stress hormone. And then it inhibits the way your thyroid works. So exhausted adrenals and low thyroid go hand in hand. In women, this is very important because progesterone is used to make more cortisol. So when you're under a lot of stress, your progesterone is used to make more cortisol, your stress hormone, which then increases estrogen levels, which is not a good thing because the progesterone is not there doing its job controlling estrogen. So we want to have healthy functioning adrenal glands. And AdrenaSmart is a combination of rhodiola, suma, schisanderberries, and ashwagandha. And these herbs and nutrients have been found to reduce the effects of stress. They also work as a restorative tonic. We have a lot of people who go on rhodiola, suma, schisandra, and ashwagandha, and what they discover is that very quickly they get their sex drive back, they have energy again. Well, it's only because we're controlling cortisol. So we want to keep that cortisol level, that stress hormone, in a healthy range. The other bad thing that high levels of cortisol do, besides making you completely tired, is change your fat cells around the middle, make them resistant to fat loss. So on top of being tired, you start gaining all this belly fat. And the last show we did, or a couple of shows ago we did, was on weight loss. So go and always remember, this is a good point to discuss this, always remember that you can listen to the previous shows just by sitting there listening to them. You don't have to necessarily call in, but you can go listen to the previous shows. They're all archived, and you can tell your friends about the shows as well if you think one of your friends can really benefit from listening to the shows. We'll be doing shows on infertility and how to get pregnant. We'll be doing shows on osteoporosis and bone health. And at the end of this segment, I'll talk to you about what we're going to talk about next. But back to adrenal health, because if you have exhausted adrenals, you just simply will be too tired to go through the day. So those adrenals, you better love them because they are your backup hormone system. And when I mentioned to you that the adrenals and the thyroid are directly linked, this is also important because when you're under constant stress and you become physically exhausted, you literally feel like you can't get out of bed. That's complete adrenal exhaustion. But your thyroid will go low. And your thyroid is the master conductor of all of your hormones. So if you have exhausted adrenals and your thyroid goes low, we can bring your adrenals back quickly by having you eat a great diet, say no to most of what you do in your life, get adequate rest every single day. You know, go to bed at 3 o'clock if you can when you feel that complete slump in the body and take adrenal support nutrients. But the thyroid will often stay low, and you need to have a healthy functioning thyroid because it is involved in your energy levels. Your thyroid determines your heart rate. Your thyroid is involved in whether or not you're going to be depressed or happy. Your thyroid is involved in whether you're going to be overweight or thin, whether you're going to have high cholesterol or normal cholesterol. So the thyroid's like the master conductor of all of your body systems. And one of the things that people find when they have low thyroid is they feel like they're pushing themselves through the day. Everyone says, I just feel flat. I have no energy. I just feel dull. And they gain weight. They're constipated. Everything is sluggish. So we want to get your thyroid working well. And of course, we have an epidemic of low thyroid today in North America. The nutrients that we need to get our thyroid functioning well, vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. It's used to give you healthy functioning thyroid. You need a great multivitamin with minerals. And go to our website and read about nutrients and look up the research on nutrients so you really know what you're getting. And eat protein for breakfast. You want to start your day with an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake. If you love to have oatmeal, make sure you put a couple of scoops of protein powder in your oatmeal so you get the protein component. I love protein powders in yogurt. I also put my powdered multivitamin in the yogurt with my protein powder and stir it all up for breakfast and put some nuts on the top. But you want to start the day with protein. A chicken breast, you know, you can cook up a bunch of chicken breasts on Sunday and have them ready in the fridge to eat every day. So if you're racing out the door, you can eat your chicken breast in the car while you're on the way to work. The nutrients that we use for thyroid health in Canada, for the Americans listening, we have very strict regulations about what we can sell. We have to supply lots and lots of research in order to get a health product number in this country to sell our products. Health Canada has given us a designation for ThyroSmart, which is a thyroid health formula for the improvement of low thyroid to support a healthy thyroid and for the conversion of T4 to T3, which is really important. A lot of people are already taking thyroid medications like Synthroid and Levothyroxine, which is T4 thyroid hormone. And then they lose the ability to convert T4 to T3, so they should take ThyroSmart along with their medications. You want to have your thyroid stimulating hormone test below 2. That's really important. If you've got it below 2, you've got energy, you feel fit and fabulous. And that's really what the show is all about. How do we get you feeling fit and fabulous? First off, you need to sleep 7 to 8 hours at night, every single night. So pitch black room, take sleep support nutrients if you have to. Don't have caffeine after lunchtime. Don't exercise at night. If you've got lots of muscle pain, we need to control inflammation because inflammation makes us bone tired and we want to get that energy back. So if your adrenals are tired as well, adrenal support nutrients, learn to say no. We don't have to continually be doing all these things. Next week, we're going to be talking about brain health, Alzheimer's, how to improve your memory, recovery after stroke. I hope to hear from all of you again next week. Send your emails and call in. We'd love to have some people call the show as well. So make sure you look to the website to call in next week as well. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again soon.
I feel nice. I feel the response. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.